This is Papa Dash Soul, and you are now listening to my favorite show, The Fro-Cast, hosted by my guy Saul Wright, Keep Listening Heavy Bruh, and King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting history. Keep up the excellent work, fellas. Take it away.
NappyAfro.com.
Now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest website in the world, Craig. This is your man Saul Wright, aka the Black Alex Keaton, sitting in with the homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bruh.
What's going on, people? It's your boy King Germ, aka the People's Champ, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in history, aka ain't no grand slams, bitch.
You know, I saw that shit too. We're gonna talk about that on the show. Props to Papa Dash Soul, man.
Yes, man.
God damn.
See, people, when we call you out, man, we get results, man. So expect more call-outs to the rest of you motherfuckers. But Papa Dash Soul, you official in the book. You are now in the Fro-Cast Hall of Fame, just so you know. So you and RT3 and whoever else is there, but I think it's just y'all two.
JPM.
Oh, yeah. Who?
John Paul Martin.
That's he's in the Fro Horseman Hall of Fame. I don't know who John Paul Martin is. Never heard of him.
He listens to the goddamn show. He listens to both shows.
Okay. Well, MJ Money 9S, he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Y'all like the go hard crew.
Ruling myself, y'all in the Hall of Fame. This is just we're gonna start the show off with a customer appreciation first before we get into the foolishness.
I mean,
so y'all know y'all appreciate it.
They actually rock with us, you know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna shout out the people that we used to rock with. They used to act like they listen to the show. They don't listen no more, man.
They probably listen, but they don't comment, and they don't let us know they listen. You know, some people like Ash Dash Soul, who like 5 episodes back.
Wow.
When you hear this one, it'll be, what, Christmas time? But your dad will get on you. Papa Dash will get on your ass about that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we appreciate all y'all listening, man. It's the reason why we sit around. And, you know, I mean, besides, you know, me and Saul Wright love to talk to each other, you know, once a week. You know, I look forward to this time. But, you know, still, man, we like, you know, letting our voices be broadcast across the interwebs, man.
Y'all can hear us talk about bullshit and act the fool.
Yes, man. Well, who else y'all want to hear two bullshitters talk about bullshit? I mean, damn.
Where else can you go to listen to somebody talk about a topic that they don't know nothing about? Saul Wright does that for you every week. Every week.
Yes, you don't get your hair cut every week, but you can listen to Fro-Cast every week, man.
We do what we can. And we're going to talk about some shit right now. I'm putting this, we're moving this all the way up on the list.
Damn.
I got to get the TV talk in right now.
Damn.
Did you watch Black Ink, bro?
I did watch Black Ink.
Man, these motherfuckers got me pissed off. Yo, girl, the one that I actually tried to defend for like 3 seasons. Mm-hmm. I can't defend it no more, man.
I mean, she just fucking all. I mean, she's ridiculous, man. We talk about Duchess here. Duchess of Black Ink. She really let this Duchess shit go to her fucking head. Because
okay,
first,
wait. Caesar's New York nigga. No disrespect. Okay, now we can say what we're saying.
Yeah, Caesar New York nigga. But see, that's the thing about North Carolina chicks, man. They love a New York nigga. And that's her, this is her dream. She got her New York nigga. But my thing is this, like you said last week, C's is not the reason you came to New York. Mm-hmm. You did not come. Y'all wasn't in love when you came to New York. You know what I'm saying? You was chasing art. You was chasing your love for doing tattoos. You wanted to be in the epicenter of blackness, which was Harlem, the Renaissance. And, you know, you went and got a degree and whatever, but you chose to be a tattoo artist. So you came to New York to do that. Now that you found love and you're in love, you trying to make it seem like you sacrificed for him. You ain't sacrificed for that nigga. You sacrificed for yourself. You know what I'm saying? So now, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then now you want him to make a sacrifice for you. Like, he like, bitch, I got businesses up here. Like, I can't move my business. Like, you know, it ain't that simple. I'm in New York. I'm in a good spot. I'm in, you know what I'm saying? I got artists and shit, you know, ball players and shit coming to my little thing. I'm just now getting it off the ground. Like, Caesar ain't made it yet. Caesar like, right. Yo. Shit just starting to bubble. You know what I'm saying? Like, that water like 175 degrees. It ain't 212 yet. You know what I'm saying? So, he just like, yo, it's starting to bubble. Now you want me to move to North Carolina? Like, what? And then, like, oh, you seen her hometown, bro. I told you she went from Charlotte, bro.
Yeah, she definitely out there in the sticks, bro.
Yes, that's not Charlotte.
I mean, them niggas is barbecuing in trash cans. I was like, what the fuck is going on, man? They definitely out in the sticks.
Right. Did you see one of her selling points on North Carolina? You have the right to bear arms down here. Bitch, is this the fucking 1800s?
Right. Everybody. Well, I guess she got a point, because New York, you're not supposed to have shit, right?
In New York City.
New York City. Wait, yeah, so you're not supposed to have shit there, but like, C's is not about that life anyway.
He's not. He so just like, yo, C's is like, all this yard mine? Like,
sell this all our backyard? She's like, yeah. He's like, nah, I don't need all that. I don't need. Because just like he said, when Pops asked him, he said, what about this ain't your lifestyle? He's like, shit, grass.
Yes.
He's like, man, I don't know nothing about this shit. That's not my life. And I got to defend C's. Like, I'm on his side with this shit. Like, you it sounds like she flipped the script. It sounds like she's two different people.
Yes.
It sounds like she's one person when she's with C's, and when she's with anybody else, she's a totally different person.
When they flipped the home court on him, and you see how she switched. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to talk him into doing this, and she's trying to get people on her side, and oh my God, it was just, hey man, I hate Duchess, bro. I hate Duchess, bro. She's like, she probably the most hated woman on TV to me right now, bro.
It's the last season, man. This is the last season of Black Ink. It's over. This is it. She about to write it off. That whole situation with the miscarriage, I completely forgot about this shit.
But why you want a $2 million house? Like, 2 million?
That's what C said, too. He's like, two what?
I'm a thousandaire. He was just,
what the fuck I'm gonna do? 2 million? I ain't made it yet.
Yeah, and then he's like, we never gonna be here. We gonna have to work. Like, C's had valid arguments.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you go pick the biggest house in the motherfucking town to show out for. Like, you somebody, like, you do tattoos. You ain't got no fucking, you know, you a self-employed person. I don't know how much you make it, Black Ink or whatever. I'm not counting your dollars, but I'm pretty sure you can't afford a $2 million house. Like, that's just crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, it's not going to happen.
Nah, this shit is... I don't know why you'd spend that much on a house anyway. It just sounds extra to me, but, you know, and then when all else fails, go to the waterworks.
Oh, she's the oh my God. Her crying. You said you wanted to provide the life for me that I wanted. This is what I wanted. You're not willing to get... Shut your ass up, man.
Man, that shit had me so... I watched the episode. I'm like, God damn, this shit got me so mad. And then Donna doing the same shit.
Donna... Look,
oh, shit is an asshole. We know this.
Yes.
He gonna come to your house and ask to come up. We know this.
No, he didn't want to come in.
No, he did. He asked. He said, you're going to give me a tour of your spot.
Oh, yeah. She didn't want him to come in.
Yeah, she was like, nah, nigga. But why did you bring him over there and hugging on him and shit when you know y'all got history on your block?
You going to tell this nigga I love you, too. After your man screamed on you about goddamn, like, bringing this nigga around, and you going to tell the nigga I love you? Like, I was confused then. I was just like, hold on, man. And then shit looked like he was scared a little bit. Yo, that little nigga must be a goonie, bruh. Cause C's ain't want no problem with that nigga. Like, they all like, yo, nah.
Let's you ain't end this shit real quick. Like, hey, he ain't got no teeth and he don't give a fuck. So he probably gets down. Yeah.
Let's call this nigga right now and straighten this shit out. We don't need no problems. Like, they was just like,
no disrespect from the ProCast. You know,
exactly.
No disrespect. We don't want no problems either. We just saying. Like, I actually give him props for the way he stepped on that shit. He stepped. He was like, what the fuck is this? And she's like, really? He's like, why is this nigga over here? Why ain't you comfortable with him around when I'm around? Like, what the fuck?
He's like, y'all friends, I'm in the house. She's like, he's a y'all friends.
He's like, y'all friends, why ain't you up in the house? He's like, yeah.
Like, that's kind of weird. Like, why would you want a nigga up in your like, I'm sorry.
And then what else she do? He confronted right now. This nigga's like, fuck you. Fuck you for acting up. And what else he actually got a point. What?
He's like, this is my bitch. This is my bitch. I was like, damn.
And then walked away.
Yes.
Said the shit he had to say and then walked away. Like, fuck.
Donna got beat up that night. Let's just be honest. She got beat up that night.
Don't say that, man. It's just not funny.
Definitely, no, look. That nigga beat her ass after that shit, bro. Donna, that ain't the first time he done whooped up on either, man. Donna been beat by a dude before.
Come on, man. That shit's not funny, bro. You can't say that.
It's the truth, man. It's all right. It's the ugly truth, man.
Okay. And why did she even go to the shop? Like, fuck O'Shit's invite. Why did she go to the shop? Man, after C's told you not to be in the fucking shop.
She needs some money, bro. Like, the rent is due. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure she has other ways to make it rent.
Hey, not no more with Max B over there. You know?
Hey, Max B, he ain't having them games, though. He's not fucking around. He is not fucking around. And he know, too. Like, he disrespected right there on the block, too. He's like, she do stupid shit. I know she do.
Yes.
I was like, damn. he like, I know y'all got history. I know. But she do stupid shit. I was like, hey, man, this nigga's not playing with y'all. That show pissed me off. And then Sky's coming around. Sky gonna get a spinoff show.
Nah, man. Sky want that check, bro. She like us, man. She just want, she do whatever she gotta do for that check. She's like, hey, I need my check. I'm calling the seed, let them know this bitch done up in the shop. Yo, she was just like,
yo. So when they went to commercial, they said, hey, bitch, you gotta go. And then when they came back from it, she was like, hey, Donna C said you got to get up out of here. Like, it was totally different.
Exactly. Like, I seen that.
Editing just... for the, like they did last season. They did that little slick edit. Hey, bitch, you got to get the fuck up out of here. It's like, damn. Hey, man, this show had
me. How many times did Donna be called a bitch? I mean, everybody been called Donna a bitch in that show, man.
I think Donna's probably, she probably answers to bitch.
She's probably the most, she's probably the most disrespected on that show between her and the other light-skinned chick. Yeah, I don't think they like light-skinned people on the Black Ink show, bro. Mm.
So who else? Donna and what other light-skinned chick?
The one that was there, the one that shit said he fucked, and she was like, we didn't have sex, or the one said she was drugged by niggas.
Maybe
it used to be they used to be Sky job. You know, that's the most revolving job ever.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they didn't have like five niggas in that motherfucking spot, nigga. Like, nobody, hey, that's not a safe position.
Would you smash Sky?
No.
Now, you know, she's allegedly queen of the mixes, but she seems to have some class or something now.
Nah, bro. Nah.
Smash Sky. It's still it's the body, ain't it?
I don't think I fuck no girl on that show, bro.
No, wait. Donna was your chick.
Yeah, and then Donna looks a little trashy now, bro. Like, you know, once Max B start hitting, once you let a nigga with no teeth hit, bro, I can tell that you don't make good decisions. And so you're not on my list. Like,
So Donna's a guy.
Donna got a fatty, don't get me wrong, but it's just, you know, she might have a scent to her. That's all I'm saying.
I saw her standing there when she was talking to old shit in the shop with a goddamn stomach out. Is she pregnant?
Hey, I wouldn't doubt it.
Oh, damn, she got like a, I don't know. Anyway, that used to be your chick, so I'm shocked to see that she's off the list now. Anyway, we'll be watching another week next week. You know what I'm saying? We'll see what happens. Ted's a little too quiet, so Ted got to get to quiet, some shit.
But then I seen from the previews, Puma and Caesar got they shot the ones. Like,
nigga, this is why I hate when they show previews for shit. Because that, I wanted to see that episode now, nigga.
Exactly. Said, I gotta wait next week for that.
I know we gotta wait a whole other week. If this is on Netflix, it'll be over with because I'd have seen the whole season. He said, I'm gonna give you the chance that you never gave me. Did he say square up or stand up?
Well, square up.
Square up. And as soon as Puma's like, all right, I got you. And then he looked like he lost again. It looked like he lost again.
Damn.
Puma can't fight, man. That's what I wanted to talk about too. Him and his daughter.
Hey, look, that shows you that child, nobody takes care of that kid.
Okay, thank you. I was like, the kid's been acting out every time we seen her.
That motherfucker ain't had her shots or something. She is too wild, nigga. Like, something ain't right with that kid, bruh.
From jump, every time we've seen her, she wildin'.
Wildin'. Like, Kwani had no control. Puma, like, she only listen to you, Puma. Like, Puma don't have no control. Like, what, this kid is fucking bonkers, bruh. Like, don't get it.
It's a little rough, man. It's a little rough. She was definitely controlling that situation. And what do you think about Kwani dipping like that? Like, fuck it, I'm going.
She did, man. That ain't a ride or die bitch right there. Like, okay. What are you leaving? Like, you going, like, you packing up. I'm telling you, everything fucked up. But you ain't got nothing to keep you here for. I'm leaving with or without you. What?
Right.
Like, bitch, what you going to do? Like, your little photo shoot or whatever, you know what I'm saying? What is Kwani business? Like, I've never seen Kwani hold down a job.
That was like, what was the, they were talking about last year. She was starting her own thing.
Bitch, you can't even buy a new iPad screen. Your iPad broke the fuck up. Cracked all the hell. You ain't shit.
God damn. Wait. Now, to be fair, iPad screen is like $300, bruh.
Bruh. No, it's not. It's $100 to replace the screen.
$100 where? Bitch, where?
Bruh, anywhere, bruh. I see them fixing iPad screens $100, man.
What shit I need to find
out? I just got a quote from one the other day because my son cracked his shit.
Well, I need to find out where that is, too.
It don't look worse than Kwani's, though. Kwani shit is fucked up.
Yeah, it's shattered.
I mean, shattered. I mean, that shit look like a damn pad. It ain't no eye in it. Or
I need to get mine fixed, by the way. I just got to look cracked. Just look cracked on that. Yeah, man. We'll see another episode.
All right, man. Yeah, y'all people with these expensive toys, and y'all don't want... Like, I seen somebody with an iPhone 6, and... But you walk around with no case on, and I was just like,
"Nah, like I traded mine. I got mine for some J's, so I didn't. You know, it just came as is."
So you traded some J's for an iPad or iPad for some J's? Which one?
It was some J's for the iPad.
So you got the iPad.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I got the iPad. It was the 13s that I bought that I'm never going to wear. So I traded that shit out because I need it for the business. You know what I'm saying?
Look respectable. You got to have an iPad to handle all your business on.
Yeah, well, that's the register. That's the only thing I can do.
Yeah, you know. Store set up, so. Well, I mean, you could get the little thing for your phone, but I know that look a little invasive, you know.
No, I got it, but if I'm not at, so I got people selling my shit at the gym, and if I'm not there.
Damn. So I'm talking about, sorry, he's in the distribution. He like, yeah, man. Yeah, damn.
Anyway, nigga, man, the next shit to talk about is the league. I feel like this is making it's making a terrible turn, bro.
What do you mean?
Like, this is the last season. I get it. And there's the statement out there in the entertainment industry is there's brother humor and other humor.
Okay.
This episode was very other humor.
The first episode or the second episode?
The second episode was very
other humor. The one came on last night you talking
about. Yeah.
I laughed so much.
Did you?
Bro, listen, man. I love, you don't understand. Rafi is like my favorite motherfucker on the show. Whenever Rafi's there, I'm dying because he be like, hey, tall guy.
Rafi's an asshole. But last night he was talking about, this is a slave auction. I'm like, yeah, Rafi. Put it out there, man. This is the shit.
He's like, hey, there's nothing but black guys. Then they was dressed up at 18.
that shit was weird. Like, to me, that whole thing was just odd to me. It was just odd, man.
So you must have felt bad when Ellie was singing, pick a bell of cotton in. I know you.
I was low key mad. That just, like, my Stokely was up on that one. I was a little mad on that shit. I was a little mad about this shit. It just seemed like it's going Saturday Night Live written skittish. It's just weird.
Oh man, I love that show, bro.
It's just weird, man. I don't know what's going on with this
Stollard.
I like the fact that nigga ain't have no draft picks. Like, they was like clearly into like the 8th round. This motherfucker ain't got no picks. He's like, oh, we gotta start over. They're like, shit.
Yeah, it was like, Andre, you're not picking anybody.
And I'm mad that they waited. Yeah. Usually somebody would send that shit the second round. Like, nope.
Yeah, they always fuck Andre though. That's you know, Andre has to kiss the shaft on no matter what.
Every time, bro.
Yeah, how you feel about him marrying dude's ex wife, bro? Like, I mean,
violation.
Yeah, like, I mean, come on, why? No, of all the women in the world, bro, like, one of your friends' ex wives, like, come on, man, no.
That shit, nah, that's violation. I actually had that happen in my life.
Jesus,
you know what I'm saying? Where somebody used to smash my ex fiance, and that was my nigga.
Whoa, Sol Right.
Right. Ex fiance.
Hey, Sol Right I didn't know this, Sol Right.
Ex fiance. So we all went to the same school. It was all peoples. That was my peoples. The shit didn't work out. So this is like, I left Atlanta and came back to visit. And the energy was weird, but I didn't know what the fuck was up. And so years later, I found out that the energy was weird because them motherfuckers had been fucking.
Damn.
I was like, yo.
So no wonder, I bet this episode kind of hit home. You was like, why are they, yeah.
I don't even think about that shit. I thought about it now because we're talking about it. It's just weird to have that dynamic when you grown ass people. I don't get that. I don't get that. So nah, like, that's off limits. If Queen Germ and Germ fall out, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even, like, look, what's the best way to say this? I'm not really friends with Queen Germ. Like, she my Facebook shit, and I say happy birthday and shit like that. But if it ever came to a conversation, I'm shutting that shit down. Like, we can't be friends, because I got to pick. You can't be friends with both sides.
You can, but you just got to stay neutral. You got to stay neutral.
The best way to stay neutral is to not be friends with the other side. It's true, not personal.
True.
I just don't do it. So, I think I asked you before I even added her as a friend.
Yeah, which, like, was weird, but I was just like,
hey, man, you gotta watch the rules. Everybody got different rules in the street, so I'm not just gonna have your wife as my friend.
I wouldn't deal with a nigga that I think that'll try to scream on my old lady, bro.
This,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, this is true.
That's just like, you know, if I think you that kind of nigga, like, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't even, you know, because if I can't trust you around my old lady, then, you know what I'm saying, I can't trust you, period. Like, you know what I'm saying? Goddamn, there's gotta be some kind of rules of decorum, you know what I'm saying, between, you know, if I consider you my dog, like, yeah. If I got, you know, I wouldn't feel no way about it. But, you know, I mean, I'm sure I got some niggas that I wouldn't leave my lady around. But most, 99% of my homeboys, like, you know, nah. Yeah, I ain't got no issue with that.
And it's not even like a issue thing. I just feel like that's the proper channel for respect.
Yeah, 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 I understand.
If I walk up and I see a chick that I know with a nigga that I don't know, I'm going to speak to the nigga first. Because I don't want no problems. Like, yo, what's going on, man? I'm such and such. This is the homie. How you doing? Good to see you. Don't give me no hug in front of this nigga.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what that shit is.
Yeah.
Well, you know, man, I don't know. Anyway, that whole, that show is just weird, man.
It
just,
I was dying last night, man. Dying.
This is the last season, man. I'm starting to see why. They just going to go for it. They just going to go overboard.
Yeah,
they're gonna go overboard, man, and it's gonna get really weird. And somebody gonna fuck around and be naked on the show. I think that's gonna happen. Somebody gonna be naked this season. It's the last season. They gonna do it, man. I'm not happy with that. Is that the last TV talk? Oh, I do have to address this. Dub watched Gotham. I think last week when it returned, he said it's the worst show in history of TV. He might be right. I tried to watch Gotham. I tried. Jada's gone. I don't think I'm going to watch it anymore.
Heard Mr. Robinson got canceled.
Now, look, man. I watched two episodes.
God.
I watched the first two episodes of
that. All right. That was, you look, sorry. You cannot watch a show until the midway point of the first season. Like,
can I say something?
Go ahead.
It was evident from the first two episodes that shit was going to get canceled.
Of course, you watched the first two episodes.
I mean, even writing it, I was like, this show, and I told my wife when we watched it, I said, this show is not going to last.
Mm.
You can't do that. It wasn't a well-written show.
Okay.
And it wasn't funny. And the whole premise was stupid. It was just stupid. So,
was it a spinoff of his character on The Office or something?
Not at all. Which probably would have made it better.
Yeah, like gave like his home life, you know what I'm saying? Just like had him, like he worked at the office or whatever he did at the office. I never watched that show, but I knew he was on it. But it should have been like his home life from the like spun off from that, he might mention how's work today, Dad. Oh, you know, da da da. But just show his, you know. But I didn't see him as, you know, I like him in short scenes. I don't think I could watch 30 minutes of him. Like, he steals a scene when he's in there, but nah, I just couldn't do 30 minutes of it.
And I think that might be what happened on that show, too. Like, I think everybody may have realized that this is not, he's not a heavy hitter.
Yeah.
Not yet. He's not ready for that prime time yet. And you get a show canceled to making goods on it, you fucking up.
I ain't lying, because some niggas are tune in just to see her.
That's all I wanted to see. Like, I thought it might be good, but I was like making goods on it. That's all I want to see.
And they watched the Parenthood for years just to see Zaria.
Hold on, man. That's starting to get a little weird.
What you mean?
She was young.
So was I. What was wrong with that?
But you're older, right? You older than Megan Good.
I said, no. Zaria.
Right. She was young.
Parenthood was not Megan Good.
You know I'm a fucking
man. That was Reagan Gomez.
Reagan Gomez, who's very political now.
Preston or whatever. Hey man, look. I don't know what she, bitch. You was in a movie doing heroin with DMX. Stop. You can't get political.
So she can't act one way and be another way. Is that what you're saying?
Nope. Can't do that because you should have thought about that. Like, nah. You was a whatever she was in. I know she was addicted to heroin and DMX was fucking. Like, you fucked DMX in a movie, bro. Like, nah. You can't go back from that.
I mean, but she giving out good advice on Twitter and stuff. You know what I'm saying? She's standing up for people. And
that's good. Like I said, it's a lane for everybody. It's a lane, but you need to know your audience. K. Michelle ain't out here trying to convert. K. Michelle speaks to her rebels. Man.
Wait, is that her followers' name?
Yes, they call them rebels.
Why does everybody have follower names?
It started with the Beehive, and now everybody got them. You know, everybody got the followers. Rebels. They call their name. Like, I forgot what Tamar calls hers. And
she got following?
Yes, Rihanna got hers.
That's the Rihanna Navy, right?
Yeah, the Rihanna Navy. Then you got the who else got followers? You got the Future Hive.
The Future Hive?
Yes.
Future is a nigga though.
Yeah, but he got the Future Hive.
Oh, so that's dudes?
It's everybody.
Nah, bro. It's not gonna work. Watch so like there's
watch your tone. The Future Hive is a force to be reckoned with. Just want you to know that.
But are they a force like Ray J was though?
Yes, big time force.
So is there like a King Germs court?
Who said that? Was that you to say he was a force of Hollywood?
Yeah, that was me.
Hey, what? Jinky Blue was like,
divorce? Like,
I'm just saying the nigga had TV shows and shit. That's all I'm saying. So is there like a king?
Look, on VH1, man, nobody watched
it. I'm just saying, but he got like 3 seasons out of it.
On VH1, like, it wasn't.
Hey, you know what I mean? Hey, the game got a show because Ray J had one. That's all I'm saying.
Gosh, man.
Hey, so there's like a King Germs court? Like, are those your followers? Or the Germettes?
No, the germaphobes, man. The germaphobes.
See,
man.
So everybody got one.
Yes, man.
God damn. So what's B-Eazy's crew?
Man, them the Carterra Zoos, I guess. I don't know.
We gotta find it out, man. Y'all leave a post. Let us know what the names of the squads are.
Saul Sons.
No, Right is Wrong. The Right is Wrong, because I get this shit wrong every episode. The Pocket Squares.
Yes, man.
Yeah, man. Now we got the Tech Guru.
Yes.
The Guru Etz. The Little Gurus. Anyway, man, let's get back to this goddamn show. Football happened, my nigga.
Yes,
football,
man.
Happened.
Big weekend of football.
Defend your boy right now.
Defend what boy?
Defend your boy down there with the goddamn Bucks. Defend your boy.
Who, Jameis?
Yes, defend Jameis? Your boy. Yes.
Man, it was a perfect storm, man. It was a perfect storm. I'm going to talk about that in my winter this week. But he just, you know, he came out. Like I said, Jameis had lost his last two matches, his last two games, man. I don't know what's going on with Jameis. You know, two straight losses and something he hadn't experienced in a while. But he's going to bounce. Excuse me. He's going to bounce back. He's going to be all right, man. It was just a perfect storm. Him and Mariota, you know, good versus evil, white versus black, you know, all that good stuff. Storylines couldn't have been perfect. You know, my early winner this week was Mariota because he's America's darling. Jameis was the big bad guy, and Mariota was the guy that did everything right, and you know, he did all that, and he came out, you know, threw 4 touchdowns, 3 quarters of action. Jameis' first pass was a touchdown to the other team, but you know, Jameis would be back. You know what I'm saying? You know, he'd be all right.
So Mariota, who was like the offensive MVP of this week. Your boy on ESPN down there busting a nut, talking about everything he did great.
Yes.
Didn't he connect for like 13 passes?
Yeah.
Didn't he connect for like no passes over 10 yards?
Yeah.
Why the fuck are we giving this props?
Didn't Tampa just stay back and play zone the whole game? Yeah.
Which is what they do. Look at their coach. This is what the fuck they do.
Yes. And so next week, if Mariota does it 2 weeks in a row, then I might start sipping on the Kool-Aid. But if he doesn't, he come out this week and look like a rookie, I'm going to be like, see, all y'all people in your fantasy leagues that's selling Mariota, trading, like people just trading for Mariota because he had 24 points in the first match. See if you do it 2 weeks in a row. Before you made it, if you already made a trade for Mariota and you gave up somebody, and you know, you better hope it pans out, because I know a lot of people, like Mariota is going, everybody wants Mariota now. And I'm just like, I'm not sold on the guy. I'm sticking with Jameis. He's my quarterback in my league. I'm sticking with him.
So he had, it literally was like 13 for 26.
Yeah.
Or something stupid, 13 for 18 or whatever it was. It was 13 fucking passes.
Yeah.
And they took him out in the third quarter?
Yep.
Come on, bro.
He only played, but they had like 40 points or some shit like that. So,
I
you know,
get it, but it's the first fucking week of a rookie quarterback. Why are you sitting?
It's a meaningless game. You're blowing the boys out. You know, people get chippy. You know what I'm saying? Anything can happen. Mariota, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Exactly. It's the NFL. You know, I was at the NFL game Sunday. Last play of the game. A meaningless play. Jaguars had already lost the game. They threw like a, it wasn't even like a Hail Mary pass. It was just a pass they threw to Rashad Greene. He got fucking lit the fuck up. When I say lit the fuck up, this motherfucker looked like that Christmas tree in New York City, my nigga. Rockefeller Square. This motherfucker, I'm talking about, he was knocked out before he hit the ground. Like, you could just tell by the way he hit the ground, his arms was limp. Like, he couldn't even defend himself. Like, he got fucking lit up. You know, that could be a quarterback right there. You know what I'm saying? You don't want that happening, man.
It's a rookie quarterback. He got to get out there and keep that. You got to keep that momentum going. You got to keep that feel going, man. You're not sitting him down.
This week. I don't know who Tennessee's playing this week, but look for Mariota. He might see a better defense this week.
Let's be honest. He will definitely see a better defense this week. Doesn't matter. It could be a bye week. He's definitely seeing a better defense. However, it's not much better. They're playing the Browns.
Oh, Browns got a good defense, man.
Well, we'll see what happens. I don't know. 3 quarters and out again. three quarters and out again. I mean, the Browns defense didn't help their ass last week, or this week they got that ass blasted. So,
well, I don't know, man. Who the Browns ran up on?
The Jets ran that ass over.
Oh, the Jets. Yeah,
Jets don't even have a team.
Damn.
That motherfuckers had Chris Ivory running touchdowns and fucking Zach Stacy running touchdowns. Zach Stacy, who got the fuck up out of Dodge because the Rams drafted another running back.
He got the fuck up out of Dodge. He was, niggas evicted him from Dodge.
It's like, yeah, we're going to take another quarterback. Like, God damn. Let me go then. And then they traded him quick. They traded him during the draft.
Yes.
Yeah, coach. Damn. I mean, maybe I should look for a trade. Bye. Here you go. We got your new city. Speaking of the Rams got that W. Got that motherfucking W. Thank you, Rams.
Who did they beat?
They beat the Seahawks, man. The Sea Chickens. The goddamn Super Bowl champs of 2 years ago.
Cam Chancellor, man. You better go ahead and just, I mean, okay. Chancellor, man. You a loser this week because, A, you signed a contract, what, last year?
The new contract was last year.
And now you want to re-up because, you know, you feel like you underpaid. But, bitch, you just signed it last year. So now you're getting fined almost $250,000 every game that you sit out. Yeah. And last week you could have been in there. Maybe Seattle would have won the game because your replacement was on his ass. Yeah. Like, he falling on the ground and niggas wide open and it's just Cam Chancellor, man. You signed the contract. Work your contract, man.
I'm sure that everybody called him after that game was like, bruh, just come play, man. Like, just come play. Just come fucking play.
How you come home knowing... How your wife let you sit on the couch knowing that you $250,000 just wasted?
Yeah, that's a good ass question.
Like, well, your wife's supposed to be like, "Yo, I'm not sucking your dick no more. You ain't get no more pussy, no nothing." Well, that's probably he'd be like, "Bitch, I don't give a fuck."
Yeah,
it's not pussy everywhere.
It's not a bargaining chip when you get that kind
of. You can't be a millionaire. You bargain me pussy, bitch. I still got a couple dollars saved up, but you can't just, man. That's. Come on, man. Get back in the game, bro.
I would like to know how that conversation goes. Like, baby, look, this season, I think they owe me more money, so I'm not playing. Okay, well, how does that cost you? What does that do? Well, you know, each game I don't play is $250,000 that I'm not getting. Oh, nigga, no.
And he better hope your wife dumb as hell don't know what $250,000 is.
Yeah, there's no way that conversation happened. Because you only get paid, if I remember this right, from one of them goddamn ESPN shows, they only get paid during the season.
You only get paid during the season.
So you're getting on the bye week. They don't get paid on bye weeks, right?
Well, I think you get paid during the whole season.
So you get your 17 plus if y'all make the playoffs.
Yeah. You get your, and if you don't make the playoffs, the check's in.
God damn, man. That's it. That's all you got. It's 52 weeks a year.
Yeah.
That's all you got.
You getting them 17, 18. You know, if you're lucky, let's say your team goes to the Super Bowl. So that's 19 weeks right there. Plus the preseason, that's another 3-4 weeks. But you don't get preseason money, ain't like the regular season money. But yeah. And so you gotta manage your money well. And that's why these NFL players be on their ass. Like, you can't go to the club, throw 20 racks out because, you know, in April, ain't no money coming in. You gonna be thinking about all them dollars you spent in that stripper's ass. And you gonna be mad.
You think about that shit. Like, you don't have an RG3 contract where he just got another $16 million for being injured. Mm. Like, they, here you go. You're injured. We're going to keep you. Here's another $16 million. You got a contract that gets you paid per check that you just signed again last season.
Yeah.
And now you're taking a hit for two. It can't be $250,000,
John. Dog, it's 200. It's more. It's like
$260,000. God damn. Yeah, that's some bullshit, bro. Like, if one of them cats from the gym called me and tell me I got $25 at the gym, I'm going to the gym. Like, if that's not on my agenda, I'm going out my way to get $25. You going out your way to lose $250,000. I don't know them problems, dog. I don't know that shit. What's up with your boy over there in Buffalo?
Oh, can I just, I'm just reading an article. Hold on, I just read an article.
Oh,
they said Cam Chancellor, they said... He probably not going to play against the Packers. Now his losses are sitting at, $2 million. He's lost $2 million on his sit out.
Wait, $2 million?
Yes, Chancellor's bank account might soon start to feel the wrath of his holdout. They say if Chancellor doesn't play against Green Bay, he'll miss out on another $267,647 game check. And they said if you combine those missed checks with his training camp fines and potential signing bonus forfeitures, the safety will have lost a total of $2.1 million if he doesn't play in week two.
So we're talking about a holdout over getting more money. We're not talking about a holdout because you're not making any money.
Yes.
We're not talking about something where you're getting abused or they not letting you play, like nothing like that. Like you're the starting safety for the runner up NFL and previous NFL champions.
Yeah.
That just gave you another contract. And you decided, fuck this training camp. I'm going to take this hit. Fuck this game. I'm going to take this hit. And now we're talking about $2
million. $2 million. If you don't play this week, it will be up to $2 million. But, you know, with them fines, they might not make them. They might split the fines. You know how they usually do them. But, yeah. Damn. You're not getting paid, bro. So, I just don't know. Your chick's supposed to be like, yo, you need to get your ass to work, man. Like, come on, Cam. Stop the bullshit.
He probably sitting there playing Madden, too.
I mean, you signed a deal. I can see if you was in year 3 or 4 in your deal of a 5-year deal, but you're in year 2 or whatever. You just signed a fucking deal. Like,
that's some bullshit, man. Your Vikings got blown out.
My Vikings?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, Purple Jesus. I had to put it on somebody. Why is Peterson only running the ball like 8 times?
I told you, Teddy Bridgewater forgot that Adrian was on the team because he played with him last year. He didn't play with him last year. He just had Asiata and all them other bums. And then, you know, then he looked back like third quarter and was like, yo, that's Adrian Peterson behind me.
Hey, Asiata had a 3-touchdown game.
And that's it. That's only 3 touchdowns he had last year.
That's all I can give you. That's all I had. I tried to help him, but that's all I got. So AP ain't getting no love. It was against the 49ers. Did they look good or do the Vikings look bad?
The 49ers, I mean, it was one of them games where Teddy Bridgewater didn't look good. Shout out to Louisville's own Teddy Bridgewater. He didn't look that good. But, the 49ers, I mean, they came out with a basic 1985 offense, double tight ends, triple tight ends, and they just manned up and played, you know, tough guy football. And they made the damn pack. I mean, the Vikings looked very weak.
That whole offense looked like Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah. Shout out to DeMarco Murray in Philly. 8 carries.
8 carries and an L.
You paying this motherfucker millions of dollars and you only gonna give him the ball 8 fucking times.
8 carries and an L, bro. You fucking lost that game. Can we talk about that for a second?
We can. Atlanta
defense. Goddamn Bradford apologist.
No Bradford apologist. Bradford did not lose the game.
I'm not saying he lost the game, but he certainly didn't fucking win it either.
Hey, you can't. If you're the quarterback, all you can do is throw the ball to the guys. It's up to them to catch it and hold on to it and not fumble. I mean, come on. So, penalties. All the penalties we had, man, listen, it was not Bradford's fault. So, you know, if you don't blame Bradford, this is the end of the conversation here. So, all right.
Bradford only played one half of the game.
Hey, and that half was enough to put us in the lead.
No, nigga, your quarterback got to play both halves.
Listen, but the way he played was enough to beat the fucking Falcons.
Apparently
Chip
not.
Kelly second-guessed himself. Chip Kelly, you always go for it on fourth and one. I've never seen Chip Kelly not go for it on fourth and one. And then this one time you want to try the field goal kick out there, and then this motherfucker shanks this shit. Come on, Chip.
They might cut the kicker.
Trust.
They might cut the kicker. This might be the only team in the league that just has a punter.
Yeah, we don't need no field goal kicker. We going for it for the rest of the season. We not doing extra points. None of that shit, man. So if you got an Eagle kicker on your fantasy team, you better drop his ass because he ain't getting no more fucking play in GA.
Shit's over, bruh. I didn't look at the numbers. Did the moving back of the extra point, did that change anybody's attempt? Did we have more 2-point conversion attempts?
Yeah, we had some. I mean, more than normal. Cause you know, usually going for 2 was just like an anomaly. But now, but motherfuckers is missing that extra point now.
Yeah, I seen that. There's a lot of motherfuckers shaking shit.
Yeah, but see, what it is I think with them moving the extra point, it's kind of the stop all the overtime games. You know what I'm saying? Like, because if you force niggas to go for 2, you know what I'm saying? Then motherfuckers, like, it ain't gonna be no overtime no more. Because if everybody getting the automatic ones, then we're gonna have more ties. And so if motherfuckers get them 2s, then it's gonna put pressure on you to go for 2. You might not get it. Damn, no more overtime. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's what it's all about. I may be wrong, but I could be right.
I don't fucking know. I don't think there was any other games really worth noting this week. They really made much of a difference, except for the Texans, maybe, because that's like one of the 2 games I could actually see. Fuck you, Dish TV. I swear to God.
It's a little thing called the internet. You can watch all the games online.
We need to talk after here because my source isn't working anymore. So I need another source.
Okay, I got you.
But the goddamn Texans started Hoyer. Why would you start Brian Hoyer?
I mean, you're the Texans. Who cares? You're the second fiddle in Texas. Like, nobody gives a shit who you play.
But they started him, and this nigga ends up looking like shit. They bring in Mallett, and Mallett, they damn near won the game.
Yeah, and Hoyer's still the starting quarterback this week.
Are you serious?
I think that's what I heard.
Oh, my God. Yeah, y'all, I can't. If the Rams move, I can't be a Texas fan. I can't do it, man. Like, bad ownership is bad, but stupid coaching is just as bad. I can't do that shit. So I'll be on the market for a new team. I'll be a free agent. Goddamn, we do have this came in for Be Easy. We do have something else to talk about on the show. We have to make sure we mention this shit. Slim Jesus.
Slim Jesus. Have you heard the song? It's all right. It's called Drill Time.
Okay, can I be honest?
No, don't be honest, all right. Just say yes, you've heard it. No.
Of course I have. It's absolutely brilliant song. No, I didn't. Look, when I saw the Slim Jesus video, the first shit happened, I was like, who's this white boy? And I didn't watch it. I went racist. I didn't look at it at all. And then I saw the response video, and I was like, I still don't want to. Was that it?
Yes.
You find me posted up on Frank Block with my fucking gang. You ain't really bullshit.
Drill time. Yeah. Basically.
Is he making death threats? Is he a thug?
No, that's the whole funny thing about it. He is a true poser, and he will admit it. He said all the guns in the video were fake. He said he ain't never sold no drugs, you know. He said he don't even hang around like the hood. He got hood friends, but he's a smart kid, no tats. You know, he got his name because he's skinny and he white, so they call him, you know, Jesus. But he just
So does he have bars?
No. You can hear everything he's saying.
Fuck your girl and I ain't even try you. That little hoe, she a fucking thot.
Uh-oh.
Now she roll in. All she good for is giving time. I got loud pack. I got school buses. Hurry up, fam. Come and shop. I got a big 40 with a 30 clip. And I call that bitch my fucking mom. Pay 350 for a penny on that double F. Hold up my strap. A lot of y'all just put a flex for this shit. Ain't just a fucking rap.
Okay, enough of this.
So, yeah,
all right.
I mean, so why is it beef?
It's no beef. It's just that, you know, everybody see a little white kid talking tough, talking greasy on the, and everybody, you know, got up in arms about it. But truth of the matter is, he's the opposite of what he's talking. Like, he's just like, yo, this just, I'm you know,
it's entertainment.
It's entertainment. I'm a fucking actor. You know what I'm saying? That's just what I'm doing, which is not true to the essence. You know, it's some niggas really out there living that life, but I don't want to hear them rap about it either. But it's just like, you know, 5 million plus views on, you know, YouTube on that song, and all these rappers co-signing them and shit. And, you know, like I said, I saw an interview with DJ Drama he did, and he was just explaining how, you know, like, nah, I'm not like that. You know, they was asking, I mean, he kept it real. Like, nah, you know, a nigga probably run up on him with a gun, he probably shit himself. You know what I'm saying? That's basically what he was saying. And so, you know, which you can't really put that out in the universe that you some kind of thug ass nigga, because you know what? Niggas gonna try you when they see you.
Yeah, that's the first thing niggas want.
Yeah, they gonna try you. So, you know, but, you know, I feel like some rapper probably gonna take him under his wing. You know, Gucci will be out soon. Gucci will take him, and next thing you know, Slim Jesus had tattoos on his face, and, you know I'm saying, gold teeth, and he be, you know, on that Afro. We be reviewing his album.
I'm pretty sure we're gonna review that album anyway. No need to send any emails about that. Just review it. I don't have a problem with what he's doing. I do have a problem with if this shit blows up, him becoming major.
Like, yeah.
I get tired of seeing, look, ain't no way to sugarcoat that shit. I get tired of seeing other people be mediocre and get paid, and black folks be amazing and get marginalized. I'm tired of that shit. Like, what's the chick that's singing right now on MTV? Tori Kelly?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard better people at goddamn karaoke.
Sorry, see, that girl can sing. Sorry,
whatever, man. Well, she don't do it when she's on. Like, she can sing in the studio.
BET Awards, she killed it.
Whatever, man. That shit sounded. She sounded like a karaoke singer.
Man, when she was singing "Who's Loving You," man. All right, Sol Rice, you just hating. Hey, Sol Rice is a racist. I'm gonna put that out there in the universe. Sol Rice is a racist. He's a black supremacist. He's Mr. Black Lives Matter. Yes, Sol Rice.
I'm not a racist. No, I'm not impressed by her.
All singers matter, Sol Rice. All musicians matter.
I'm not impressed by her. That's all I'm saying. They pushing her like WWE pushes John Cena. She's everywhere.
Listen, they finally got a white girl. Like, they ain't had a white girl that can sing in a long time. Christina Aguilera was so long ago.
Ain't Adele white?
Adele's English. She's not American. We cannot claim her. No, she's American.
She's white. That's like where white people were created.
But she's not American white. Like, we can't get behind her. Plus, Adele ain't made an album in like 4 years, man.
Hey, that's not my problem.
Her last song was fucking from fucking 007 movie.
What's the white boy that's singing that? Sam, whatever the fuck his name is.
Sam Smith.
Yeah. That nigga white.
He's not a woman, so all right. And he likes dudes. So we can't really, you know. They need a heartthrob. Robin Thicke, he ain't making music no more. He's trying to get back with his old lady.
He's done with her, man. He got another album coming out.
They saying they back together. They working on it. They reconciling, man.
He got an album coming out.
That's always what it is. Niggas these days, the publicity stunt is when you got an album coming out, you get somebody, you know. So his best bet is to get back with his old lady.
He's supposed to be dating some other chick, bruh.
No.
I just watched his video. He was with Big Boy. Okay. He's dating some other chick. And he got an album coming out.
Damn.
And Robert Thicke can sing everything but falsetto. His falsetto's trash.
Oh, here we go again. It's all right. Saying, hate the white guys.
I'm just saying his falsetto is trash. But this, Tori Kelly, I'm not impressed. Slim Jesus, I'm not impressed.
Great name, by the way.
It is a fucking amazing name.
Yeah, Slim Jesus, bro. Like, yo, dope nickname.
I love it, but I'm definitely not impressed with the bars. I don't understand. Did we get our checks? Did we make our checks for that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that was the boss man asked us to talk about it. I mean, you know.
That's all I got. We got this other beef here. How is this even a beef? Young Thug and Plies, your favorite rapper.
Well, Plies put up a video of this little girl saying, "I'm motherfucking tired. I'm motherfucking tired."
She said,
"I'm motherfucking tired." And you know, I was in that video, and it turned out to be Young Thug's daughter. Young Thug took offense to Plies putting up the video saying that he called my daughter a bitch or something while he was, you know, whatever he was talking about. But Plies was saying, "Nah, bitch, you know the bitch." Right. He wasn't calling your daughter a bitch. He, you know, and like Plies said, "I ain't know who motherfucking little girl was, nigga. And don't you ever try to come at me, fuck, nigga. Or you a pussy, nigga." You know, Plies went straight up. Right. You know, Young Thug told him, you know, take the shit down, nigga, or else, you know. So that's what they going back and forth about. And it got me thinking, like, people do, like, this is the internet age. Like, people, it's a lot of people, little kids, and been made a meme on the internet. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, Young Thug, why is your daughter cussing, saying she's motherfucking tired? And y'all recording shit, like, you know, the problem lies at home. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not Plies' problem, this is your problem, Young Thug. Your daughter's the one out there cursing. You know what I'm saying? You know, with gold teeth or whatever in her mouth. I don't know what it is. Her teeth probably fucked up because she probably sleep with a bottle of Hawaiian Punch at night. You know?
Damn.
Oh, yeah. You know the little ghetto babies do that shit. They bottle have red juice and shit in it. Kool-Aid, teeth all rotted up. You know what I'm saying? They eat annihilators and shit. They don't brush their teeth good.
Man, it's the first set of teeth. You can go ahead and blow through those.
So, you fuck them up, then the root's bad. Then the next set going to be fucked up.
just blow off that first set of teeth. Like, you know, you ain't got to worry about this.
Yeah, you get a new set round 7, so you're going to be fucked up for 5-6 years walking around with no motherfucking teeth.
But why did he go at Plies like that?
Because I guess he felt like Plies was going at his daughter. But like Plies said, that's just how I felt at the time. He said he was motherfucking tired. So he put the video up the girl there. And Young Thug told him to take the shit down. Take it down. And then he was just like, you know, Plies didn't take it down. He kept it up there.
So then this nigga's response video was, "Hold on, you sound real aggravated."
Yeah.
So have we confirmed if Young Thug is gay or straight yet?
He said he's not gay because he got 3 kids.
Okay, so you went from talking tough in the previous video to, "Hold on, big boy, you sound like you aggravated." What the fuck? Hey, man, look, you brought it to that nigga's face. You brought the issue. Like, you could have messaged him or said something to him. You probably got the nigga phone number or could have got it. You could have said, "Yo, that's my daughter, bro. Take that shit down. I'm about to talk to my old lady about that bullshit, too." And Plies probably would have done it. But everybody want to talk first. Everybody want to get mad first.
Yeah, the tough talking, that'll get me not to do it. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't going to happen. You're not gonna tough talk me and get me to do something, because nah. I'm like a whole ass nigga. You know, Flies can't take no more losses this year.
We've had this happen with Nappy Afro, where somebody, you know, would put up a picture and they would tough talk us in the goddamn email and tell us to take the picture down. And yeah, we'd be like, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. You could just ask me. It ain't got to be all this bullshit. And then they change their tone and the stuff comes down. It's real simple. It's real simple, yeah, man. You had this on the outline. I didn't want to talk about it just because I don't want to give you a chance to talk about it. It's pretty much the only reason. Serena lost.
Serena lost what, Sarah?
She lost a fucking match.
You lost a match where, Sarah?
Look, she lost a fucking match.
But she's the greatest of all time. Like, how'd she lose to somebody unranked?
Hey, Jordan came back and had a game where he only had 8 points. It happens.
Jordan never scored 8 points, man.
Yes, he did score 8 points.
Look, Jordan didn't... Man, listen, Sarah.
You he didn't score 8 points.
It's not about... Why bring Michael Jordan into this?
Because the greatest, and Michael Jordan is allegedly the greatest, have off moments. That's all I'm saying. She just had... And it's not like it was a really bad game. That girl came to play. So she lost. So Serena didn't get the Grand Slam.
Nope. And she had a chance to do something that Steffi Graf did, but she couldn't do it because it's tough. It's tough.
Do you think that the average player now is better than the average player then?
Okay, this is what I'm going to say. Average player now better than average player? Nah. Because the skill is skill. These players today are more powerful, but they don't have their less skill. Like Serena game is not Serena's game is not power. I mean, Serena's game is not skill. It's no finesse to it. It's all power. So that's how she overpowers her opponents. Now with Steffi, it was skill. Steffi had the drop shots, the backhand, the forehand. She had all of that. You know, Serena is power. She's beating everybody with power. Nothing wrong with that. Use that to your advantage, but just no skill. I think the older players had better skill. Like, I think Ivan Lendl could probably hang with a motherfucker like, I don't know too many men guys called him Djokovic. Like, you know, Ivan Lendl could beat his ass. Bobo could beat Djokovic. Federer and Sampras, they play like the old heads. So they probably, their game is timeless. I can see them playing in any generation. But all these power hitters and stuff, like with the women's game now, it's all about power. You know what I'm saying? No finesse at all. The Williams sisters changed the game. Which is a good thing.
I just don't know. I think that if just looking at the way training has changed, I would think that the athlete is better now for across the board. The athlete that trains is better now than the athletes before them. The training is different. Nutrition is different. Science is different. We understand things better. So their bodies are different. And I think that she's playing better competition because of that. And I think that power-wise, it's Serena Shaq. And Shaq may not have, you know, a three-point shot like some of these motherfucking centers that are out there now. But if Shaq gets near the basket, it's over. If Serena gets a serve going and she's not making fucking errors, it's a wrap. If she gets that backhand and that forehand going, it's a wrap. I think that if Serena played
and there, just so you know,
go ahead. Go ahead. What was you about to say?
Oh, go ahead.
I know you done looked it up, so go for it. What were you about to say about Michael Jordan?
Well, Michael Jordan, lowest scoring game now. You know, I don't count the Wizard, Michael Jordan.
That's, come on, that man. Wasn't it was a fucking game he played, and that's when that he had 8 points. Michael,
man,
that's when he had 8 points. Fuck that.
It was six.
Oh, look at that shit. 6 points.
But that was a Washington Wizard, Michael Jordan.
I don't give a fuck. That's what he was playing.
And two nights later, he scored 51. You know what I'm saying?
He scored six.
But that was like, you know, that was an anomaly. Like, he had a record streak of 866 games of double-digit scoring.
Right. I'm not denying that. Yeah, what I'm saying is that night that he had six.
But that wasn't the real Michael Jordan, though. That was like, wasn't Michael Jordan.
How was it not Michael Jordan if he scored 51 points 40. 2 nights later? He scored 51 points 2 nights later. It can't be both ways.
It wasn't a real Michael Jordan that scored 51. That Wizards Michael Jordan was a flawed Michael Jordan. I don't recognize that at all. Like, I closed the history books after 98 on Michael Jordan.
But he played, bruh.
I don't count nothing he did for the Wizards. I don't count nothing. None of nothing.
But then this loss don't count then. So Serena's still going for the Grand Slam.
Nah, because she's in her prime.
What? Oh, my God. You so full of shit.
So right Serena now. Not in her prime right now?
I'm not saying she's not. I'm saying she's the best living.
Like, Michael Jordan wasn't the best player in the league when he was with the Wizards. Serena's still the best tennis player out right now.
People still call Michael Jordan the best player in the league now, nigga.
Those are Jordan apologists, man.
Them niggas like, yo, Michael Jordan can come back right now and score 50 in y'all ass, son.
And they lying like a motherfucker. Michael Jordan can run up the court 50 times with these niggas, man.
Can you imagine Michael Jordan taking a charge?
Yes, man. Bad. Michael Jordan slowing the game down. Niggas be mad as fuck. The old ass up in.
It would be nothing but ISO plays. Yes. Now, I want to cross this nigga over. Let's go. I want to cross him over.
Michael Jordan right be on his backside. But that man pants will have no motherfucking thread on the motherfucker. Young niggas be shaking him, taking him to the hole, man. I feel bad for old Michael Jordan. Like, Michael Jordan, what, 50, what, 63? He 52 now? Nah, man. Jordan get his ass worked.
Hey, man, Jordan's still the best player in the game to some of these niggas right now.
Speaking of the game, man, RIP Moses Malone, Gerald Dawkins. We lost two in the last 2 weeks. We didn't mention it last week. I'm going to throw that in there real quick.
God, you think they can play now?
Hell no.
I mean, you know, when they were in their prime playing today.
Nah. Them nigga dudes, hey, look, I'm going to say this. Like, Gerald Dawkins, rest in peace, but he was average as fuck. He was a bigger personality, average on the court. Moses Malone, he probably be a seventh man on the bench. Like, if he came out in his prime today, he'd be like a seventh, eighth man. Like, it's just, like, them old niggas' game don't play well today. Like, nobody, this slow game is not good for the day. Like, Shaq could still be a force, but not really. Like, the team would suffer. Like, the team would still lose. Shaq could have stats, but the team would lose because everybody just speed up the game on them. Like,
I think we forget how good Shaq really was.
Shaq was a beast, but he was a bully. Like, he was a true bully in the sense of the word. Like, he, and everybody don't understand, Shaq being as big as he was helped Kobe get off. Because when Shaq getting triple team, it's only five niggas on the court. If one nigga got three niggas on him, that means it's like two niggas wide open. And it might be Kobe. And Kobe got a wide open shot, of course he gonna hit that. You know what I'm saying? You know, so, you know, not to deny Kobe greatness, because he is a top 10 NBA player of all time.
I can't argue with you there. I just, when I look at, because I forget what the fuck I was doing the other day. I was watching Penny and Shaq in Orlando. And I'm like, how the fuck didn't this team win multiple championships?
Penny didn't have no heart, man.
Damn. Penny was made out of
paper mache. His bones was made out of paper mache, dog.
But they had a motherfucking squad. Anderson, Horace Grant, your boy Scott. They had Penny. They had Shaq. Like, they had a fucking squad.
It was young Shaq. Young Shaq didn't know about, like, 95 Shaq was nowhere near as good as 2000 Shaq. Like, them 5 years really made a difference.
Like, Shaq, both times he was a fucking amazing, though.
But he grew into his body like meat, man. 2000 Shaq was a beast, man.
That motherfucker. Shaq was going coast to coast.
Yes.
At damn near 320 pounds. Dribbling behind the back, between the legs. Shaq was a monster, 320 man. Pounds.
Shaq probably was 350 at his end. He was a big motherfucker, man.
Man, Shaq was fucking huge, and he was beasting.
Yes.
He was beasting, man. God damn, man. Shaq come back right now and be the best player in the game.
Damn, it's all right. You just anybody come back now, huh?
If Michael Jordan can do it, Shaq can do it.
Yeah, why not Scottie Pippen? I mean,
Pippen come back right now and be the best player in the game.
We forgot how good Scottie Pippen was, man.
Reggie Miller right now, best player in the game. Karl Malone. Nah, fuck Karl Malone,
man. Sure, man.
I mean that shit with all my heart. Fuck Karl Malone, man. Real talk. You had to keep it 100 that you wanted to get off this week.
Keep it 100 this week, man. I wrote it down.
Nah, shit.
I do. Man.
This is a curious keep it 100.
Keep it 100 this week, man. A little interesting thing happened this week. Not to me.
Please, I'm about to say, clear that up one more time.
Yes, not to me. This is just a hypothetical here. Okay. Getting news from somebody that's not your SO. How do you handle that, Saul, right?
Wait, don't do that to me.
I'm not saying you, but how would you handle that? Like, let's say, for instance, a person from your past or just a random friend, you know, hey, they say, oh, it's all right, birthday. And boom, you get pictures. And it's some titties or some, you know, it's a racy picture. Do you look at it? I mean, I'm going to tell you what I do, Saul. This is what I do.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, if you see King Jerm a picture, if you're saying Jerm King a picture, and what he's going to do, he's going to look at it for about, 5-10 minutes. He's gonna send it to his friends, you know, to show them. Damn. Then I'm gonna delete it. I'm not gonna tell you who you are, nothing like that. I'm just gonna send it to them, you know. But I'm not gonna keep it. My homeboy just got in trouble for keeping some news from somebody that wasn't his old lady. And I said, what are you keeping them for? He was just like, because what? Like, I mean, dude, it's a picture of some titties. It's a picture of some ass. It's a picture of the pussy. You know what I'm saying? Why are you keeping it, bro? Listen, look at it, Google, ogle over it, send it to somebody, then delete it. That's what you do. Now, ladies, I'm not saying if you send me, I'm going to, I just told him myself. Fuck, man, no more news for me, man. Oh, did I say that out loud?
God damn. I mean, you know, I got various outs. You know what I'm saying? I'm an artist. I do this fucking fitness thing. So there's a chance that I might see shit. You know what I'm saying? But there's no chance that I'm sending this shit. I'm not sharing. Sorry. I don't have friends.
No sharing is caring with you. I'm waiting on just some tasteful artful pictures from a friend of ours.
You're right about that.
I'm but waiting on that one. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
It'd be fucking amazing. But
yeah.
Like, women out here right now are really looking for attention.
Like, yes.
If y'all, fellas, if you want to see, look, I'm going to go ahead and put y'all on if you don't know. If you want to see anybody, just follow their fitness page. Women will be like, you know, did squats today and their ass is hanging out, fucking labia showing. Like, they put it out there for you, fellas. So,
you don't have to deal with some abs and some hard bodies, but, you know, at least you get to see, you know, some nice little lips and everything.
I mean, so you don't like no abs.
Nah, I just don't want no abs on a woman. I'd rather deal with a little, you know, cupcaking than abs, man.
So you rather like have like the pinky gut?
Oof.
Really, nigga?
Yes.
Damn. Yeah, I can't do that shit. So, fellas, if you're getting your news, I say don't listen to Germ. Don't send that shit to everybody.
Don't send them to everybody. Just send them to your, you know, your little circle or whatever, man.
That's how.
If my friends, they get news and don't share them with me, man, fuck y'all niggas, man.
Damn, Germ, why it's gotta be like that?
Cause, man, I'm sharing is caring. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas be wanting to hoard, and I'm be like, and then y'all niggas get caught up and tell me about it. I'm like, well, if you're sending to me, I was, hey, man, delete this shit, bro.
Well, yeah, you definitely delete it. Fellas, for God's sake, delete the goddamn pictures.
Yes, man, do not keep them. You've seen titties and ass before, dude. It's nothing new.
Especially if it's somebody you used to smash. Exactly. There's really no reason for you to keep that picture.
I mean, you know, like, okay, if you ain't smashed in 10 years and she married, got kids now and all that. And,
God,
I mean, it don't look like it used to look. You know what I'm saying? But so why are you keeping it?
It don't look like it used to look?
Yeah.
So we back on the whole pussy's ugly
tiger change. Stripes. And, you know, she got a tiger stripe. You know, like, I don't see nothing wrong with stretch marks. I like stretch marks. You know what I'm
like
saying?
Stretch marks too.
On the hips, on the ass, I'm all for that. You know what I'm saying? Just don't like stretch marks on the top of your titties where like a motherfucker was just like the baby was holding on to the motherfucker. I don't know. Like, I don't like stretch marks on titties, like, you know, but you know, ass and hips, you know, I can deal with that. Cellulite, I'm all cool with that. Them finger grips, I have no problem with none of that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you feeling a little iffy about your body, send me a picture, I'll make you feel good about it.
Where should they send the picture, sir?
Send them to nappyafromail@gmail.com, or you can hit them on Snapchat at napfrogang. That's NAPFROGANG. Send them there, man. You know, I promise you, no screenshots, nothing like that. Yes. If you're thinking about consulting to go see Miss Dr. Curve, you know, send me the picture first. I tell you what areas you need to hit up. You know, hey, no problem. Like I said, don't send me no full pussy pictures. I don't want to see that. All right, you keep the pussy pictures to yourself. I mean, you know.
I almost feel like you need to verify that that's a chick sometimes now. Nowadays, right. you might get a nice ass hip and booty picture, and it's a nigga.
And look,
these niggas out here, hey, they getting these niggas, man.
Bruh, man, that'll be the death of me, man.
Exactly. So you need to get the pussy picture, bruh. You got to get the pussy picture.
Shit just look weird, bro. I just want to spread equal with, yeah, man.
You need to verify that what you're looking at is what you're looking at. I'm just looking out for you. I'm just saying, because this shit's out here, man. Let's get these people our winners and losers this week. I think you already gave them most of your winners. But
yeah, my first winner was Mariota. My second winner was Prince Germ. He finally got to see Cam Newton in person. He was a little giddy about it. But Cam Newton is a fucking attention whore. Like, this motherfucker did, you know how when The Rock used to come to the ring, he'd stand on the rope and they'd be like, Rocky, and he'd just do that little sniff in the air shit.
Yeah.
Cam Newton did that fucking shit, bro. And I was like, that's ridiculous. And I was just like, so, you know, you know, he, you know, he got Luke Kuechly autograph. He got Thomas Davis autograph. He got who else? Ted Ginn Jr. And then I met fucking Fred Taylor, Gator legend, after the game.
God damn.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, hey, all good, man.
How did you get tickets to the game? Was this a gift or you went and cop them?
I had to buy them, man. It was his gift. But I had to buy them motherfuckers, man.
Shit, that was his birthday present.
Yeah. God. That Cam Newton jersey, and I had to give him some, I bought him some football girdle and some Nike pants, you know. That shit was $100 just for the girdle and the pants. So I told him, man, you had a good fucking birthday, kid. Like, fuck that. As your kids get older, the gifts get more expensive. They get less gifts, but the gifts they want cost more. So it's not like when they're little, you get them an Elmo shit. You spend $100 on your kid when he like 3, he got a lot of shit. You spend $100 on your kid when he's fucking 12, he ain't got but one thing. And so it's like fucking ridiculous, man.
God damn. Well, good he got to the game and got to see all that shit. Who's your loser this week?
Loser this week is the Dallas school district that detained the 9th grader for bringing a homemade clock to school.
They arrested him, god damn.
Arrested him. They did arrest him. So I ain't gonna say detain. They arrested him, and, you know, I'm gonna say it because he looked like he was Muslim. You know what I'm saying? And they, like, first of all, he's a 9th grader. If he was going to have a bomb, he just wouldn't set up on his desk and could ask questions to the little kid. But you made an assumption because of how he looked, what you thought it was. And, you know, then, you know, the other loser is the school superintendent that's backed the school for, like, oh, they were just doing their job. We, you know, keep school safe. And I'm just like... But now the kids got invited to the White House by Obama. Hillary Clinton backed him. He's Twitter man. He's like, he was trending on Twitter and everything. So, yo, shout out. I'm not going to say his name because you're not going to get no trends off me, kid.
Ahmed Muhammad.
Look at that. See, Ahmed Muhammad had a homemade clock. Now, I've seen the clock. It was kind of big. Now, you need to make the clock a little smaller. It's like it was in a suitcase or something, bruh.
But he did it in like 20 minutes, man.
If he did it at 25, he might not. He would have thought out a little more thought out. Like, hey, this shit look like a fucking bomb, dude. That shit was probably ticking, a ticking suitcase. They see his Arab ass, and they probably got scared as a motherfucker.
So, know? One of the sites that I saw that reported this story first didn't give a lot of details. They just said 14-year-old arrested for homemade clock because they thought it was a bomb. My initial reaction before hearing any race is if I'm in the classroom teaching and I hear some tick tick shit, I'm getting the fuck out of there too. So then when they put everything together, I was like, well, y'all just racist assholes, because I don't remember the last time a school attack has been carried out by a brown person. I don't remember.
Now, we don't do that shit. We just drop out, we don't show up. I don't
remember when that happened. So if we're profiling people, I'm just saying, it wouldn't be Ahmed Muhammad that I'm profiling.
Yeah, look for the guy in the black trench coat that's listening to the grunge music. Not saying all grunge music listeners are school shooters, but, you know.
I'm just saying, because they're quick to throw hip-hop in there.
Yeah.
They're quick to say hip-hop did some shit, but, you know, props to Ahmed, man. You know, he's a winner. He's my winner this week, man. Props to you. Props to Obama for getting in on that shit, trolling a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Trolling, saying, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't see nothing wrong with
stand up for stuff, Obama.
Yeah, good to see that, man. We appreciate that. Yeah. So, props to Obama, you're a winner this week. My Rams are winners this week. My loser is Sam Bradford because he fucking lost. Call it what you want. Call it what you want. He lost. Did he win? Thank you. So, Bradford lost. And Brady is the loser this week. Just because. I mean, how do y'all cheat again? How did the Patriots cheat again?
They did not cheat.
How the fuck is the Patriots broadcasting on the opposing team's headset?
Okay, so all right. Did you read the NFL? The NFL is 100% in control of the headsets. That has nothing to do with the Patriots. Did not supply the headsets. The NFL did.
So now, how many games were there Monday? How many games were there this week?
It was like 14, I guess.
14 games, right? Half the league. So, you know what I'm saying? 32 teams, 15, half of them playing.
15 games between Sunday and Monday, yeah.
And it only happened in the Patriots stadium.
But they say this has been going on since they built the stadium. They had some kind of interview. It's bad, you know, 2002. They say the same people said they had a claim that saying at Heinz Field, same thing happens there. So it's like, it's not... you know, it's not the Patriots doing. So y'all just quick to throw the Patriots under the bus. Oh, they cheating, they cheating, they cheating. No, man. NFL got this faulty product, man.
That only happens at Patriots games in 2015.
There we go.
We're fucking losers, man. We're fucking losers, man. And that goddamn pregame Super Bowl championship celebration was douchey as fuck. That was some old whack shit, bro.
Boston. That's all I can say about that.
That shit is whack as fuck, man. So y'all my losers this week. Lousy bastards. Give our shots. We get the fuck up out of here, man.
Shout out, man. Be easy. Shout out to Dub, Blue, Saul Wright, rest of the staff members as a collective, because I don't know you niggas individually. As far as listeners go, shout outs, RT3, the eternal shout out. New Hall of Famer, Papa Dash Soul. Future Hall of Famer, Ruler Myself. Future Hall of Famer, Ash Dash Soul. And everybody else that listens to the fucking Frocast, man. All y'all fucking future Hall of Famers, man. Y'all in the books, man.
Hey, man. We do this shit. You know what I'm saying? We try to get it done.
MJ Money 9S. Forgot about you, sir.
You just said him.
I did?
Yeah. You didn't say JPM, though.
Oh, JP, listen, make yourself known.
John Paul Martin listens to the show, man.
He listens to the show, but he only comment on the wrestling show, man.
He used to comment on the goddamn forecast and reviews. Never seen and everything.
Never seen.
He comment on the reviews too. Okay. JPM's the nigga, man. You know we fuck with him. We fuck with him, man. We appreciate y'all, man. We really do. We look for the drops. Y'all don't know how hard we search the email wait for these drops. A lot of these other shows y'all listen to. They don't give a fuck about who's listening that's doing numbers. Hey, props to them. But yeah. We fuck with y'all.
Yes.
We do this shit because of y'all, for real. We even have shows where it's just us talking. We just want to talk to the people and then we put music on because we can't even get it together. But this is what we do, man. We fuck with y'all, for real. Thank you so much. We will get y'all another episode probably next week because y'all know how we do. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex Keaton, sitting in with King Jerm, the most electrifying motherfucking podcaster. We will holler at y'all next time on another episode of the Frocast. This is episode 177. We'll see you on 178. We out.
Oh, it's all right. Got about Negro Damus. He's an old school head.
Damn, that's
Negro Damus. There's one more person that was just. Oh, yeah. And fucking Dr. Abrasive, man. He always rocking the nappy afro shirt on Snapchat, man. Shout out to Dr. Abrasive.
Of course, man. Some of y'all motherfuckers is. Hey, man, you do my heart well, man. We appreciate y'all, man. For real. So we out of here. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, aka The Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.